Good morning. Here are the day's top 5 stories from the Miami Herald through Wednesday, November 17. First, the weather. It'll be partly cloudy with a 20% chance of rain. The afternoon high will reach around 80 and drop to 73 at night. Let's get things started with COVID. Florida legislators are meeting in special session this week to consider new regulations on businesses that require employees to get vaccinated for COVID-19. The proposals do not ban vaccination requirements, but they would impose several new exemptions for employees who don't want a vaccination. Exemptions include pregnancy, religious considerations, and mask wearing. The state has found more than 100 employers who have imposed vaccine requirements on their employees or laid off employees for not getting vaccinated. For those businesses, the law will not be retroactive, and those companies will face no sanctions. And for employees who oppose the vaccine, object to getting it, or claim that their exposure to COVID already provides them with sufficient immunity, the legislation will be a victory. If Florida legislators pass the new restrictions, they could put many businesses in the crosshairs of a legal firefight between the state and federal governments. In food news, Pablo Zitzman is in no hurry to put up a sign at his 7-month-old restaurant hidden inside a Coral Gables bank building. The 43 seats inside are full every night, with diners eager for his take on Chinese dim sum. A year ago, many of these same diners snaked out of the parking garage of Zitzman's Kendall apartment building, where he served homemade orders placed on Instagram out of his trunk. But it's because of that pandemic pop-up that Zitzum has become one of Miami's most special new hideaways. Starting next week, it opens for lunch as word has steadily spread. Zitzum is at 396 Alhambra Circle in Coral Gables. The unmarked restaurant is beyond the golden metal doors of the building, past the atrium, and the first hallway on the right. For more on where to eat around town, go to miami.com. In sports, high school basketball season has officially started this week, but the majority of scheduled games in Miami-Dade County will not be played because of an ongoing dispute between referees and the Florida High School Athletic Association. As of this week, fewer than 10 referees had registered to officiate games with the Greater Miami Athletic Conference. They are pushing for an association independent of the district-run athletic conference. The Florida Athletic Association has twice in the past 5 months declined to sanction the proposed new basketball officials association. In immigration news, a Chinese businesswoman who was held for trespassing former President Donald Trump's Mar-a-Lago in Palm Beach has been deported. 35-year-old Yujing Zhang had finished her sentence and was transferred to immigration custody in early December 2019. But she was held at the Glades County Detention Center for 3 times as long as her prison term, mainly because of deportation delays during the pandemic. And finally, a tradition begun by East Coast business leaders more than a century ago has made its way to Miami. A group of local professionals led by Jeb Bush Jr. and Miami City Attorney Jeremy Swartz have launched the Economic Club of Miami. 1-year memberships start at $400. The group has already co-sponsored its first event, a fireside chat with Peter Thiel. Its next event, which will coincide with Art Basel, will be on NFTs. Get more information at econclubmiami.org. That's all for today. For more top stories and to subscribe, go to miamiherald.com. And stay healthy.